Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
Hey, sorry about that, Teddy.
Yeah, no worries. What's going on, man? How can I help you out?
I was referred to you by Saeed Hammond Group.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do a lot of work with Saeed.
Yep. Yeah, so we have a house. I have the buyer. They have the short sale listing. And, you know, they did disclose that there was an oil tank, but they said it was empty. We went to the property, and we think the property is basically contaminated. Right.
What's making you think that? Do you have any kind of like lab results that were done, or?
Yes, we do. My guy Raul, who does my oil tank sweeps, and he also do the testing. The soil, it's like 1,100 gallon tank.
Okay.
And the problem was that it was filled with water, like half of the tank was filled with water. The soil testing came back contaminated. So what you know, we were trying to do was see who was going to pay for the you know, for the removal and for the you know, the remediation. And they had proposed that you guys do a flat rate.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We could help you with that. I mean, you're gonna get the bank to you're trying to get the bank to pay for it, and you want to get a proposal for a fixed price. Is that kind of what you're looking for?
That's kind of what we're looking for. Now, the thing about it is that the bank of the short sale bank, they're not gonna pay for it. That's what I'm being told.
Yeah. Usually,
they try
as is. Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's exactly why we have this program. To be honest with you, it's for investors. I mean, we're very investor friendly. We came out with these programs for people that are in your exact position, because you know, as you probably know, in the industry, it's very common to get what's called an open ended contract, and they could, you know, quote you at $8,000, and then you buy the property, and it costs you 30 or 40. You know.
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen with us. The way that it works is we charge a fee. It's $600 to come out. We do a soil investigation that consists of us determining how deep that contamination is, how far out it traveled. We determine if groundwater is impacted. We determine if it's under any structures, if it's off-site, all those data points we need to gather. And then we could come back to you with a fixed price contract. That price does not fluctuate. It's an all-inclusive contract, guaranteed no further action letter, unlimited amount of soil that gets disposed. It's all included in that price. So there's no gimmicks. There's no catches. I know there's another company right now that's giving a flat rate, but it only includes 20 tons. Anything over that, you're responsible. So it's not a true fixed price. So our contract is a true fixed price, will not fluctuate. So if the deal makes sense and I come back to you with a quote, let's hypothetically it's $12,000, that makes sense for your deal, you close on it, we come in, do the work afterwards, and that price is not going to change.
Oh, okay. All right. And that price won't change.
Okay. No, yeah, it doesn't change. It's a fixed number. Once I give it to you, that's good for, you know, 6 months. I mean, you know, as long as you close and get it done within 6 months, the number is not going to change.
Okay. All right. All right. So I just wanted to get a little bit of information from you. So it's, to come out is $600.
Correct. And that $600 we will apply towards the as a credit towards your file if you decide to move forward. So, you know, the $600 will, you know, if it's a $10,000 quote, you would only owe us $9,400 bucks. So we'll get applied as a credit.
Okay. And do you need all monies up front, or what is the
Well, tell me what you're doing. So is this a flip for you, or are you going to renovate it and flip it?
No, this is like an actual buyer, like a client who's looking to be an owner-occupant.
Okay, so yeah, in that situation, the way that it works is we would get a 50% deposit before the job starts, and then after the site work is complete, we ask for the balance. You know, typically, if you were representing a seller and you had a buyer involved and there was a closing coming up, we could arrange to get paid at closing. But in this situation, I mean, unless there's some way you could get money put in escrow from the closing from the seller, I mean, I don't know how you would do it. But, yeah, typically we get paid 50% up front and then the balance after the site work.
Okay. All right. Well, I got to figure this out because, you know, it's, you know, I'm trying to bring both sides together. Well, at least, you know, tell my buyer, you know, hey, you know, they're willing to go lower on the price. So you actually get, you getting, you know, you getting on the back end, you know, she,
well,
all she's
exactly
seeing right now.
Mm-hmm. And what we can do back in the bank. So I'll work with you, man. We're real investor friendly, and we're trying to make it work for everybody. And we, you know, we do accept all major credit cards as payment, you know, and obviously checks and cash as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you. I have some information to take back to her.
All right, Hassan. If you have any questions, or if they want to call and have any questions about the process, you know, feel free to have them give me a call.
We'll do. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye.